Down the middle of the field, wide open, got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
He goes and fights and pushes, and he's in! Right at the goal line, and it is caught and juggled and caught, touchdown!
Oh, my goodness!
It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube.
40, 45, 50, he's in open field, 20, 50, 10, 5, touchdown! It's a one-play drive!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And we welcome you to this Football Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Great stuff for you in store today. We got a conversation with Jerome Henderson, the defensive backs coach for the Browns. Going to break down that portion of the fine defensive performance against the Colts Sunday. Yeah, that secondary was really strong. And, of course, working in concert with an outstanding performance by the Browns defensive front, particularly the defensive line. And this is going to be really special. Of course, the two newest inductees to the Cleveland Browns legends, Vince Costello, Tom DeLeon. They will join us as well. Simultaneously, we're going to have a conversation with the two legends, played in different eras for the Browns. And what a story they've got to tell. And I'm not going to spoil the surprise, but maybe some people know the story, but just in terms of their connection as they go in together, it's so appropriate that Costello and DeLeon, two Ohio guys, of course, to both Ohio-born players going into the Cleveland Browns legends. Very excited about that. And, of course, they're going to be introduced in all sorts of ceremony for them on Sunday for Sunday's game against the Miami Dolphins. So that's a big deal. And it's also our community outreach day. Renee Harvey, the Browns Director of Community Outreach, is going to join us as well to talk about a plethora of activities that the Browns are involved with throughout the week today and throughout the rest of the week. So you're going to want to hear about that as well. We take your questions at Ask Vic at our Browns official Facebook page, and a whole bunch of you are buzzing with questions about this football team. We love it, and we want to get into that right now. Ronald via Facebook: by how many points do you think the Browns would have buried the Bengals in that opener if they had Brad Maynard punting in that game? Well, Ronald, I don't know that I can't give you a point total. Do I think the Browns had a better chance of winning that game? Yes. If Maynard punted the way he did against the Colts, it was that much of a difference in my mind. The poor punting that the Browns had in that game was that much of a factor in the loss. So Maynard made up for it. Maynard, the field position, the dramatic shift. We're talking about the Browns starting, average drive start at their 42, and a guy named Joshua Cribbs had a little something to do with that. And the Colts starting their average drive at the 22. And Brad Maynard had a lot to do with that. So there's your difference there. Jason via Facebook asks, do you think each week, as each week passes, the Browns will get more aggressive with play calling? Well, Jason, I think the Browns have actually been fairly aggressive from the very beginning of this season. Now, by aggressive, usually that means, you didn't specify, usually that means throw the ball more. I think this is a team that will throw to set up the run. I think that's clearly established by Pat Shurmur. That's the Pat Shurmur way. It's his version of the West Coast is not purely the Mike Holmgren version. Understand this much. It gets its roots there from that tree that started with Bill Walsh, goes to Holmgren, and gets passed down to the various people that have been indoctrinated in that system. In the case of Shurmur, He learned his football. His primary education came from Andy Reid, a disciple of Mike Holmgren's. Of course, while Andy Reid coaching in Philadelphia, and while Shurmur was there as an assistant coach, and it's a little different. It does have a little more pass happy element to it. So your concern or question about will they be more aggressive? I think the nirvana is balance. I think it's what we saw in this last game, and I wrote about this for ClevelandBrowns.com, that it's that 34-32 type of ratio that you saw, 34 runs overall to 32 passes, and it was really that's about as close to balance as you can get, perfect balance. And I think that's the ideal, and I think we're going to see more of that. And when you do, you're empowering your team to do more when you can pass that many times and as effectively as the Browns did, spread the ball around. Eight different receivers is the key here. To me, aggressive play calling is less important than plays that work. And you spread the ball around and you spread the field effectively. And that's what they did by getting the ball in the hands of receivers as well as the tight ends, not as much in the Colts game as they did, of course, previously, and the running backs. And this, get used to that. That's what the West Coast version of Pat Shurmur's offense is all about. So more of my takes, by the way, visit us on ClevelandBrowns.com, Carucci's Corner. Check out the work of Matt Flurjancic, our staff writer, as well. And also our poll question. That's something we do each day. We post a different one, and that's on the Browns official Facebook page. And the question there is, what were you most impressed with in the Browns' win against the Colts, and why? And the categories are passing game, running game, defense, or special teams. I'm going to give my answer, and I guess I gave it away right at the top. I do not know the result of the question. We'll give you that, later in the show, or how the voting went later in the show. I'm saying special teams. I just thought Brad Maynard and Joshua Cribbs, what they did was so, in what was really a fairly tight ball game, and a game in which the Browns had to work their way back. And yes, the defense was stupendous in terms of holding the Colts to field goals instead of touchdowns. And that front four did an outstanding job of making Kerry Collins look every bit of 38 years old and maybe more like 88 years old at times. And the offense did its job. But I thought special teams were the difference in that game. So that's my pick. We'll see where it goes from there. All right. We've got a conversation coming up with Jerome Henderson, the defensive backs coach for the Browns, in a couple of minutes on Cleveland Browns Daily, which is driven by Liberty Ford. And brought to you by Madden NFL 12, in stores now, EA Sports. It's in the game. Hi, this is Vic Carucci talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. I'm driving a 2012 Ford Explorer Limited. It's roomy, and it has voice-activated sync, navigation, the works. I love the Liberty Ford experience. Their guaranteed financing and award-winning service department and body shop just add to it. Go to any one of their five locations to check out their huge selection of new and used inventory, or make it easy on yourself and go to LibertyFord.com.
Universal Windows Direct is back with our crazy $99 window sale.
Bill, I can't believe we're doing this. For every window you buy, you get the second one for $99.
Mike, that's almost like giving the windows away, man.
Dude, I hear you, but it's fall, home improvement time, and we don't want people to trust their windows to just any company.
I agree. We haven't even mentioned 36 months interest-free financing.
So call us right now at 216-518-8900, and we'll give you an extra 15% off.
You're killing me, Mike.
Call Universal Windows Direct, and tomorrow you'll be saved.
I love my windows.
In the world of big box retail, it's refreshing to find customer service with fair pricing. At Summit Sound and Security, they truly mean custom. Starting at just $69 installed, you can get custom computer cut window tints for your vehicle. The window film is American made with a lifetime warranty and is cut by a computer driven plotter, giving you the best fit and finish in the industry. Summit Sound and Security on Route 91 in Twinsburg and online at summitsound.net. At Summit, you've reached the peak.
Hey, the Roadman Kenny Rhoda here for It's Just Lunch. Guys, I've done it. It's fun. It's personal. It's easy. There's no pressure. You meet a lot of great ladies who are all selected just for you. Call the Independence office at 216-328-9000 or go online at itsjustlunchcleveland.com. The professionals at It's Just Lunch take care of everything. They select your matches, schedule the date, make the reservation for lunch or drinks after work. You just show up and have all the fun. I've had a blast with it, guys. Get out and have some fun yourself. Call It's Just Lunch, 216-328-9000, and tell them the Roadman sent you.
Have a passion for health and fitness? Rather be in the gym than in office? Change lives by sharing that passion. Stoutzenberger College is introducing a new program this fall designed just for you. Personal fitness training. Make your dreams come true. Fall enrollment ends October 14th. Call Stoutzenberger College at 440-838-1999 or visit learnwhatyoulove.com. See what everybody's talking about. For information about the college graduation rates, median debt, and more, visit learnwhatyoulove.com. Financial aid is available to those who qualify and eligible veterans can utilize their Montgomery DI bill.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
ESPN Cleveland traffic.
71 south on slow west 150th to Snow Road, 40 eastbound back in 77 to Warrensville Center, 77 south on heavy 490 to 480. You've got 271 south on back in Cedar Brainerd towards Rockside, inbound East Shoreway heavy east 55 to Dead Man's Curve, Innerbelt south on slowing from Superior back to Dead Man's Curve from an earlier broken down. I'm Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850 WKNR traffic.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And you know, it's brought to you by Madden NFL 12. It's in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. We are happy to welcome now the Browns defensive backs coach Jerome Henderson to Cleveland Browns Daily. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad you guys had me in.
All right. Well, coming off a win, it's got to feel, the whole tone of this building has to be so much different in a week's time.
Absolutely, especially after such a disappointing loss the first week of the game. We thought we should have won, thought we played well enough to win in if you exclude a couple situations. But that's how thin the margin of error is in the NFL. You know, a couple plays can get you beat, and that's what happened to us the week before. We avoided those plays, you know, the next week or last week, and we were able to get a win.
How do you shift in terms of a mental aspect from a loss that was so devastating, and particularly from the defensive standpoint, where you had played such a solid game, and to know how it unfolded, and having those the lapse occur to result in a touchdown, something that no one would have ever predicted, but it did happen. How do you go from if the right word is devastation of that to doing what you did the following week?
It's tough because every loss is heartfelt. I mean, they hurt, and especially when you lose that way, and it's hard to move on. But, you know, you have your process. You know, for me, it is I come in that night and I grade the film. And then after that, you know, I the next day I move on to now breaking down the next opponent. And, you know, the process kind of gets you looking forward to that next game and kind of puts that the previous game past you, and you know, and it's part of what we do. You got to move on, whether it's a win or a loss. You know, starting that Monday, we start over and let's go get another W.
Well, defense was again such a big part of the W, and we start with the fact that right up front, we know how well those guys played. The defensive linemen, certainly Jabal Sheard and Phil Taylor and Ataba Rubin and that whole group, Jamie Mitchell. But there was sort of this chicken and egg discussion afterward as to, you know, which part of the defense was affecting things the most. And to the credit of your guys, Joe Hayden and the other people in the secondary, they were talking up the defensive line. The defensive lineman was saying, no, it was all about the coverage. I know you're going to speak more thoroughly about the coverage side of it, but does it feel good as a coach to hear when the compliments are going back and forth from two areas of the defense?
Absolutely, they should go back and forth, because if you look at, you know, a couple of the sacks, you know, guys were covered up and there's nobody to throw to. And if you look at the pick, you know, the quarterback's being harassed. So it does fit together, and you know, and somebody can sit here and say, oh, the secondary had a great game, but if the secondary has a good game, the front has to play well. If the front has a good game, the secondary will play well. They usually, you know, go hand in hand, and when you get them all clicking together, that's when good things happen.
The interesting thing to me in both of these games is your secondary was challenged. You know, maybe the challenge would have been a lot greater had that been Peyton Manning at quarterback, but that's a whole different story. He wasn't, so you dealt with the guy you dealt with. But to look at Andy Dalton in week one, and then, of course, Bruce Gradkowski replaces him after he gets hurt. And then Kerry Collins, the veteran, in week two. Your guys are busy. And in particular, I look at Joe Hayden having those five pass defenses in that first game. And he was a busy man at Lucas Oil Stadium Sunday.
It was. You know, those, you know, and I know they have the transition at quarterback they're going through now and getting Kerry Collins up and running. But those are still a really talented group of receivers that they have there. And those guys can make plays. They have made plays for a long time. And they're guys with a lot of pride, you know, and a lot of ability. So, you know, we were happy that we were able to match up against them and come out with the win.
Can you break down what Joe has done these last 2 weeks as a guy who was, again, challenged, and they didn't back off of him? And to some degree, I'm surprised because, I think he's your best guy, clearly, and one of the best in the league. Teams were trying to see if they could get something from him, and the fact is they didn't get very much.
Didn't get much at all, and I think that, you know, hopefully he continues to grow, he continues to prepare, you know, and that I think that's going to be the big difference for him this year as I look at how he's approaching the mental side of the game and the film study, and he's taking it up a notch there, and I think his whole game will continue to grow because of his preparation and his attention to detail.
Are you noticing that even from the beginning of, say, training camp to now, has he put more into that process?
Absolutely.
What do you see there?
I can see in practice that he's more focused to be perfect in his technique and to be closer to perfect. I see in the film room, he's bright-eyed and he's like really taking notes and paying attention. And coach, I saw this on film. What do you think of that? And how do you think I should play this or that? And he's been interacting with me a lot more. And I can tell that it's not him blowing smoke. It's him actually studying film, actually watching and having questions and finding out things that even I missed.
Browns defensive back coach Jerome Henderson joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Sheldon Brown, your veteran on that other side, I thought really played a nice game. He's off to a good start, but I thought he played particularly well against the Colts.
He did. You know, and Sheldon is that steady veteran presence who's great for a guy like Joe to be around because of the way, you know, Sheldon is a true professional, the way he approaches the game, where he studies, where he prepares. That's rubbing off on Joe. And Sheldon is a guy who, you know, still has a lot of good football ahead of him, can put his foot in the ground, can run, really thinks through the games, and it always is in the right position and plays things the way you'd coach him to play it. You know, and he's that mentor in the room that keeps everybody together, always speaks up at the right time. And does the things that, you know, a coach can't do. You know, it's
can you give an example of?
Well, you know, for me to tell a guy that he needs to study, they expect that. But when it's one of their own telling them that, look, you got to pick it up, we're relying on you. And that's Sheldon in the room. He does that all the time with guys. Like, look, we, you know, that's not good enough.
He'll
not
say
acceptable.
That.
Oh, wow. Yes, he'll say it all the time.
Wow. And you can say it because that's what you're paid to say that as a coach. But
right. They expect it from me. They expect me to say, you got to do this, you got to do this. You know, it's like your parents telling you to do something,
yeah,
as opposed to a friend telling you
or
asking you or a peer saying, hey, look, that really wasn't cool what you did, right? And I didn't appreciate it, and it meant or it hurt me in this way, or it's going to affect our relationship in this way. And when it comes from a friend, you know,
that's
it's a little different.
That's a great point. And, you know, as I look at your safety situation, of course, T.J. Ward is T.J. Ward. He's right. It looks like he's picked up where he left off after a very strong rookie season. Break down where he is in year two so far, in this early part of year two.
Yeah, it's still early, but, yeah, you know, he's playing really well, playing at a high level. You know, he's physical. He's smart. He's tough. He likes the game. He competes. You know, and he's really steady. You know, I like TJ's one of those guys that's not up or down too much. He's just kind of steady. And you appreciate that about him. But what you appreciate most is when he puts on the helmet, you know that you can count on him. You know that he's going to bring a physical presence. You know that receivers are going to come across the middle and they're going to try to find out where is TJ.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, from my position, you know, you appreciate having that presence on the field.
And that other safety position, so interesting to see what's evolved there. Of course, Usama Young was brought in from New Orleans, didn't see the guy basically other than standing and watching because he was hurt through the most of the summer. But now he gets out there and he gets out there Sunday and has that pick. And I know Reggie Wayne falls down. Whatever the circumstances were, he's their Mr. Opportunistic guy, which is what you want at the position, right? Picks it, and what a huge play. Explain, you know, what happened on that play A and B. Where is Usama Young in his comeback from the injury?
Well, Usama's doing a great job. You know, I wished he would have had the full training camp to be healthy, to get the reps, so that he felt better about where he is in the defense. And you had seen him play more, and you kind of had a lot, you know, some situations to coach off of with him. Haven't had that opportunity, so, you know, he's basically been thrown in the fire. And he's done a good job. You know, he's played both weeks and played a big role in both weeks. The thing that I appreciate about Usama Young is without a lot of reps, he went out there and didn't have a lot of mistakes, a lot of mental errors. You know, so he stayed into it when he wasn't healthy. He stayed in it mentally, asked a lot of good questions. And, you know, he came up with a huge, huge play for us in that game.
And you still have Mike Adams, who is a solid player as can be, and a steady force. And does it just give you a comfort level that you've got these two guys that
Absolutely.
You can call upon?
And I feel like we have three starting safeties. I don't feel a problem if TJ goes down. I don't think we miss a beat. I think we put either Mike or Usama, who wasn't in the game, put them in the game, and we keep rolling. And it's good to, you know, to have that depth at the safety position, that you feel like you've got three really good players, that any of them could start, any of them you trust, any of them you think will go out and play well.
Looking ahead to Sunday's challenge against the Dolphins, Chad Henne and that team has struggled. They're 0-2. But it's clear Brian Daboll, who you, of course you know, is their offensive coordinator, used to be here, has him throwing a lot. And why not? You got guys like Brandon Marshall to catch the ball. What kind of challenge faces your secondary coming up in this one?
I mean, it's a huge challenge. You know, if you look at what they did in the New England game, 400 plus yards passing.
Yeah.
The guy was accurate. He's made some throws, and I was just talking in our meeting, just saying, wow, the guy can throw the ball. I mean, he makes some throws into some tight windows. He puts pressure on you because he can also move around in the pocket and buy time and run, and he's got those good weapons, you know, and especially Brandon Marshall, who's playing really at a high level right now. So it'll be a big challenge for us. I don't think that this is an 0-2 football team from what I see of them. This is a good football team that, you know, we've got to go out and play our best game against to get a win, you know, and Daboll to be excited to come back here into Cleveland, obviously, sure, and show that, you know, that the value that he had and that he should still be here. And so he'll be excited to come in and play, and he's going to try to light it up, I'm sure, you know, so it'll be a big challenge for us.
Man, it's your job to put out that fire.
Yep, that, it is.
Douse it. Great stuff, Jerome. We thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Jerome Henderson, defensive backs coach for the Cleveland Browns, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Get the value you're looking for at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Lease the fuel-efficient Ford Fusion or Escape for $199 a month. Your choice, 2012 Fusion or Escape for only $199. With outstanding value, quality, and technology, it's no surprise Ford is the best-selling brand in America. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermillion, home.
Quaker Steak and Lube is now the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Lube wings are now available at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Whether you're watching the game live or stopping into your local Quaker Steak and Lube, be sure you're getting your best Wings USA fix every game day. Watching the game at home, the lube has you covered. Call ahead or order online to pick up your lube wings at the pickup wingo window. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
At First Merit Bank, getting to know our customers is important to us. So how do we do it? Well, it's simple. By listening, learning, understanding your business, and by turning all those things into a real, roll-up-our-sleeves, working-together-to-achieve-your-future-goals kind of relationship. So let's start now. Hey, how about that game? Let's get to know each other. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Hey Browns fans, Bernie Kosar here. As a former NFL quarterback, I know what it's like to get hit hard. But you can keep your wallet from getting hit hard when you take advantage of Discount Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescription program. Discount Drug Mart offers hundreds of prescriptions and non-prescription medications starting at just $1.99. Just like my offensive line protected me, Discount Drug Mart will protect your wallet. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Hey guys, three-time Super Bowl winner Gerard Cherry here for Sunnyside Audi. I've heard LB talking about Sunnyside Audi and decided it was time to join the Sunnyside Audi team. Just listen to these stats. Sunnyside Audi is Ohio's only exclusive four-time Magna Society dealer. They're Ohio's number one exclusive sales leader, number one certified pre-owned dealer, and number one in overall customer satisfaction. They have the best staff in the business taking care of you and your vehicle. I've got a new Audi from Sunnyside, and I can tell you, driving an Audi is an experience like no other. Sunnyside Audi has all the models like the redesigned A6, new A7, and new A8. If you want the best of the best, Sunnyside is Ohio's only exclusive R8 dealer. Drive what the pros drive. Head to Sunnyside Audi. They're right off of 71 at Pearl, or you can check them out online at sunnysideaudi.com. East side, west side, it's always Sunnyside. Sunnyside Audi.
Hey, man, a lot of football this weekend. Want to go tailgating at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Tailgating? What's that?
Glad you asked. Long ago, I dreamed of a place where I could pour cold beer down my face. Now that wish has come true, and I can't wait to invite you. Cause I'm going tailgating.
He's going tailgating.
A place where I can watch football all day long.
Tell me more.
The wings, they taste like freedom fried. And there are screens from side to side with every single game in town. There's no reason to frown. Cause yes, we're going tailgating. A place where we can watch football.
Let's grab a cold beer.
We're going tailgating all day long.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Visit the newly remodeled locations in Strongsville and Medina.
And we thank you for spending this portion of your day with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Folks, this year, don't fumble your home improvement projects with another company. You hand it off to the winning team at Universal Windows Direct. Since 2002, Universal has been Cleveland's number one pick for quality vinyl replacement windows. And this month, you'll score with their $99 window sale. For every window you buy, get the second window for just $99. Plus, go long with 0% financing for up to 36 months, and you may still be eligible for the 2011 Energy Tax Credit. For a free estimate, you call 216-518-8900. With Universal Windows Direct, you'll be saying, I love my windows, and I love this segment. It is driven by Liberty Ford. We welcome the two newest inductees to the Cleveland Browns Legends. And I'm going to go first out to Kansas City, Missouri, and say hello to Vince Costello. Hi, Vince.
Hi, Vince. How are you?
Doing great, and we thank you for being with us. And I'm going to go now. It's local because he just got here, but he does live out in Utah, and he is Tom DeLeon. Tom, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you very much. Hey, Vince, how you doing?
Hi, Tom. How are you? I tried to call you.
We're going to have old homes. This is going to be beautiful because this is going to go on for the next several days with you two guys together. But here's the thing. Linebacker Costello, right?
Yeah.
And
right.
Center DeLeon. I mean, it's a perfect this two Ohio guys. This is a perfect marriage, if you will, of inductees, because the linebacker and the center, okay, in that respect. And Vince, you got to tell the story, because post football playing career, you were coaching with the Cincinnati Bengals, and you had your eye on a certain center that you thought would be good to play for the Bengals coming out of Ohio State. You take it from here.
Well, you know, I was coaching with the Bengals, and we had a center that was a number one pick. And, you know, he had a lot of the qualities, but he just didn't have that quickness. So, you know, we're in the draft. This is with the Cincinnati Bengals, and Paul's sitting on it. You know, he's sitting there, and he listens to everybody. So I was telling him how good Tom was, and we pulled out the film and showed the quickness. And, you know, when I played, if it was a quick center, I worried more than I did if he was big, you know. And so I didn't worry about the big guys. I worried about the quick guys. And Tom had that quickness. He just had it. And so finally, the offensive line coach said he's too small, said Tom is too small. So what happened in the fifth round, we drafted him. We drafted Tom DeLeon with the Bengals. He was with the Bengals. Was you with him 2 years or a year and a half?
1972. Yep, 2 years.
2 years, yeah. 72 and 73. And then I was on strike in 74. And I can remember a ball walking out through the strike line. And he looked me right in the eye and said, "You know, son, you're hurting your career." I'm going, "Oh, my God." I was shaking in my boots, you know.
Oh,
I didn't know what to do. I knew what to do. I made a decision. I was staying on strike.
Yeah,
but a lot of guys were going in. It just, you know,
and
who knows?
And the
right
rest
of the strike was over. They traded me, and that was it.
You got traded to the Browns, 74-84. And for the guy that they weren't so sure of, and only gave 2 years to in Cincinnati. How about this? The two-time Pro Bowl career with the Browns, and of course the Legends career. And Vince, you got this guy's career started in the NFL.
Yep, and there's a little bit more that goes to it. You know, I went to Miami as a coach in Miami as defensive coordinator, and when he went on waivers, you know, I told Shula, you know, and we got to film out, and we were all ready to claim him, but, you know, we had Jim Langer, who was an all-pro, and he's been in the Hall of Fame and everything, and we had a good backup, too. But, so we debated, we said, maybe he could play guard, you know. So then, but we didn't take him, and then Cleveland took him, and the rest is history.
Hey, Tom, just talking about this career, which had so many highlights for you, those seasons that you played for the Browns from 74-84, just talk with us about some of the more memorable highlights for you.
Oh, my God. Red White 88, let's talk about that. Was the most memorable highlight. I mean, he drove down the field and using the draw play, and, you know, all year long, we gunslinged it in there, and then we were all positive this play was going to work, and it just may have been too cold that day. I don't know. Brian threw it the best he could, and, you know, he was the most valuable player in the league that year. You got to go with it. You got to go with him.
Well, yeah.
Best.
Well, you know, Brian mentioned, we talked with him. He was one of the earlier guests that we had on this show. Sure. And it was interesting. He said, as a player, he wasn't the most studious of quarterbacks. That it was something that really kind of came upon him as his career progressed. And of course, now post career, he's an assistant coach, quarterbacks coach out at San Diego State. But what do you remember as part of that battery, you and Brian Seip?
Oh, well, he was not only the quarterback; he was my roommate on the road. So we got to know each other pretty well. He could thread the needle when he had to. He was fantastic, and he did. He got better as it went on.
And Vince, during your era, of course, playing for the Browns, 1956 to 1966, the Giants after that, you were part of really, I call it like a golden era of football, a very different time, of course, than DeLeon played, and something that, of course, seems like just another league than what we know of the NFL now. Give people a feel for what the NFL was like in that time.
Well, it was competitive. It was real competitive. You know, we started out, when I started out, we just had 12 teams. And then, you know, they kept putting on. Now, they, you know, they got 33. And, you know, the funny part about it is this, you might want to, you know, people worry about this concussion. This guy get a concussion. There's more concussions. The reason there's more concussions, there's more players. I mean, there were, like, when they started out, 12 teams, you know, we 12 teams with a 35-man roster. You know, there's only about 400 players on that played in the league. But as the league got bigger, there's going to be more injuries. There's always going to be more, you know. There's probably more guys got hurt this weekend than ever get hurt, you know. So anyhow.
Give us a snapshot, or maybe it's a portrait, however you want to describe it, of Paul Brown. I mean, you know, playing for him as a coach, working for him as an assistant. What are some of your insights that you can share with us about Paul?
I like Paul Brown. I mean, I liked him as a coach. I like them as working for him, and I like working for him as a player and a coach. And first of all, he conducted himself like he was the president of a university. I mean, he always, you know, with a tie on and everything. He was all very well-dressed. And he was on schedule. He'd make up the schedule. This is what we're going to do. We're going to work an hour and 25 today. We're going to work an hour and 40. And we never worked 2 hours. And he would, at that time, he would click the clock and we'd go in. And very, very well organized. And I liked Paul Brown as a person. I liked him as a coach. And actually, you know, he hired me as a coach. And so I felt real comfortable with him. But I'll tell you a good joke about him if you want me to tell it.
Sure.
When we were signing my first contract, you know, I was a nothing guy. You know, and I come in here and, you know, he was signing the contract. And we got done signing the contract. And the contract was for $6,000. And Paul says, now, Vince, he says, I just want to tell you this. He says, we don't like to talk about what you're making and what your contract is or anything. It's kind of professional thing that you just don't do. And I says, oh, Paul, don't worry. I'm just as embarrassed about this contract as you are.
That's classic. We are visiting with Vince Costello and Tom DeLeon. They are the two newest inductees to the Cleveland Browns Legends. Tom, the era in which you played was, of course, a very different one, but from Vince's. But one that I think my biggest takeaway from Cleveland is still in the hearts and minds of so many fans is, you know, there was a sense of a real attachment and glory. It carries over to, of course, the next era with Bernie Kosar as quarterback. But that Brian Sipe era was something very special, and you were part of that. Give me a sense of what it was to be part of this team in this town at that time.
Oh, this town was on fire. We'd go away, we'd fly away, we'd come back, and the airport would be packed, I mean, with people to greet us. It was the fans of Cleveland, they are the best. They're the best. They're far, by far none, they're the best. And you have to be the best. I mean, we're trying to give them a championship here, and it just hasn't happened. And and they're still sticking with them. So this is great. This is a great, great place for football.
And you had such a camaraderie, I know, with your fellow linemen. Doug Deacon is, of course, a regular, besides being the analyst on the Browns Radio Network, a regular on this show. And I know what a great bond the two of you have together as friends. But talking about just the bond that was within that offensive line, that unit, what was that like? You guys had a high accountability to each other, did you not?
We did, absolutely. It was, when we first started out, we got better, and we just pushed each other. I mean, every day. I mean, practice. I guess nowadays practice is going to be, and they're not even going to have 2-a-days. Well, believe me, we beat each other up, and we've figured out how to play football on the practice field. And we had to do it. And that's because everybody there has been successful after football.
Vince,
everybody wanted to get it right.
You know, you brought up success after football. I want to just bring this appropriate timing for this. You went on to work as a criminal investigator with the U.S. Department of Treasury. You were a senior special agent with Customs Service, really an interesting career, and also worked as part of a member of the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force in Salt Lake City. How did football help prepare you for that career?
Well, it's just a part of the whole thing. You know, you want to do something, you want to do it right, and you got to get it done perfectly, and you got to get it done. That's the thing. You can't let things hang. You got to get up, get going. I mean, you get called back when I worked that career. You were called any hour of the day. You're on call 24 hours, and they paid you extra for it. And there were nights I was out. I mean, they called me at 8 a.m. and then I'd stay out till 8 the next morning.
Wow.
It's just there's a crime being committed, and you got to stop it.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. There's no the crime knows no no clock. I guess.
Right.
Vince,
exactly.
You were very much an entrepreneur, starting a company that manufactured and designed different sports collectibles, and you had a line that was exclusively designed for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Talk with us about that.
Well, you know, I just thought it was a good thing to do, and I got a sculpture guy put the thing together, and I got, you know, Jim Brown and Lou Groza and Otto Graham. I had all them guys on the thing. But when I went to get the Browns to sell them, you know, well, they wouldn't sell them because the guy that had done the business was out in San Francisco, and the Bengals did the same thing to me. So I couldn't get them sold. They just didn't sell. They're good things. They're real, you know, clever. But it just wasn't a good business, and I just sold it out.
Okay. But you had at least you took a shot at something, and that's outstanding.
Well, you know, I was in the restaurant business for 19 years.
What kind of restaurant was it?
Well, it was a pretty first class type restaurant, you know, tablecloth restaurant and so forth. You know, it did real well. I got seven kids, and I sent every one of them through college, and they all graduated on that restaurant.
That is, God bless you. That's fantastic. Well, guys, it's going to be a very exciting and fun weekend coming up for both of you. Can't wait for it. Got the big induction dinner Saturday night. You're going to be honorary captains on Sunday before the Browns take on the Dolphins. I'm just thinking, you know, for me, having when you see something like this, how exciting it must be. But you're trying to put yourself into the mind of the person going through it. Vince, I'll bet it has got to be something very special for you.
Yeah, it is. You know, but you know what? I coached at Miami.
Right. Are your loyalty? Where are your loyalties going to be there, son?
My loyalties are with Cleveland.
Okay, good. We just want to make sure. Tom, same question to you as far as anticipating Sunday and the whole weekend.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be a fun weekend.
Yeah.
We got to try. Somehow we got to do something, Vince. We've got to get the Browns moving.
Get them moving, right.
Beautiful. Well, they will appreciate. They will appreciate the support of two of the new members of the Cleveland Browns Legends. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me. Congratulations to both of you. Look forward to seeing both of you Saturday night and throughout the weekend.
Okay, good. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
I think the Browns are in good hands with Mike Holmgren.
All right. Well, we concur. Definitely concur. All right.
Better than they've been.
much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Stick around. We'll have our community outreach section coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop Ohio's largest selection of Ford trucks at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Like Northeast Ohio's best-selling trucks, Ford F-Series and Ranger, Liberty Ford has hundreds of fuel-efficient Rangers in stock now, available with 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 in rebates. That's 0 for 60, plus $1,000 on Ford Ranger. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Quaker Steak and Lube is now the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Lube wings are now available at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Whether you're watching the game live or stopping into your local Quaker Steak and Lube, be sure you're getting your Best Wings USA fix every game day. Watching the game at home, the Lube has you covered. Call ahead or order online to pick up your Lube wings at the pickup wingo window. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runouts, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
It's a fact Fox 8 viewers agree on.
Fox 8 News is different.
There's more to news than just the news.
They make us feel like we're at home with them or they're at home with us, and it's a great feeling to have that.
They're like friends and neighbors that I have.
that I bring into my living room when I want to see the news.
And there's more to a forecast than just toys and gadgets.
I don't know, when you hear Dick Otter's name, you smile because he's a legend.
There's a difference. Cleveland's own Fox 8 News.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Have you ever noticed how some companies offer great deals for their new customers while completely ignoring their loyal, longtime ones? At Alarm Force, we appreciate all of the 250,000 people we protect. And because of that, we haven't raised our monitoring rates in over 15 years. Call now and get no charge live two-way voice and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Hey, Browns fans, single game tickets are going fast, so purchase your tickets before it's too late. That includes the upcoming Browns-Titans matchup. That's Sunday, October 2nd, 1 p.m. For more information, call 1-800-745-3000 or visit clevelandbrowns.com today. It's Tuesday, and that means we have our weekly visit with Renee Harvey, Browns Director of Community Outreach. Welcome to the show.
Good to see you, Vic.
Well, let's talk about a very busy week that started today with the grassroots field site, a revisiting of that, a program that you have in place at Gunning Park.
We actually awarded a $100,000 grant to Gunning Park Recreation Center back in 2008. We did a groundbreaking ceremony. We returned the fall of 2009 to actually dedicate the field and had a few of our players go out and help with the celebration. And so we thought it'd be nice to go back, see how they're doing, check in with the field, and also make sure that folks knew that we are now offering that opportunity again for any local projects, any local areas that need a little bit of rebuilding, any refurbishing in low to moderate income areas to apply for that funding. So we have opportunities that range from $100,000 all the way through $250,000 available.
When you know, when you talk about these things and you first hear the initial project and say, oh, we're going to go out to this place and help these folks out as a first time, that's fine. It seems to be that it is much more important that you're coming back. I mean, I just think mm-hmm. the return mm-hmm. actually carries more meaning than the initial, because everybody right. can do things the mm-hmm. first time, right? Mm-hmm. So is that the thinking behind this?
That is. And, you know, we do so many things that it is nice to kind of take a time out, step back, and revisit some of the things to really see what kind of an impact it made. Still want to make sure, obviously, that the fields are safe, and that's the goal of the program, is to really provide each kid with that equal opportunity to have a safe environment to play the game of football. And so we're excited that we were able to go back there today, and we had a great day. We actually had about 100 kids out there, and wow. We did some Play 60 activities, some football races and some football tosses, relay races, and just, you know, try to encourage the kids to instill that 60 minutes of activity every day.
That's huge. That's so great. And we'll mention again, very busy week for you on Thursday. I find this a fascinating program, the Atlas and Athena, where you are, the Browns, involved in steroid education and prevention. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. We're partnering with the NFL Youth Football Fund, and it's a first-time program for our area, and we're really excited. We're involving seven area high schools. We've really got a nice range of schools that are going to be represented, all the way from Akron and Canton here locally, and all the way out west as well. But we will have about 200 student-athletes, about 50 coaches representing those schools, and they are the captains of all of the sports teams. So not just high school football, but you're talking volleyball and okay. Basketball all the way through the spring sports. And they're coming to the stadium for a one-day training session to educate themselves on steroid prevention and alternatives and things that they can do to improve their bodies in a very healthy manner. And the goal is really to allow them to learn the material, but also to go back to their schools and to implement the program and to teach their teammates what they've learned.
Right.
So we're really excited about the program. Again, it's something very unique, and we're thrilled to have had the opportunity from the NFL to do this program.
And just from what I've read, I mean, this is definitely something that has to be addressed at this level, because there's an alarming number of high school kids, guys and girls, and some not even related to athletics, just because they think, well, this is that they call it the mirror thing. They want to look a certain way, obviously, and the dangers of all this and the abuses of all this. So this really becomes a great forum, I would think, to spread the word and, as you say, talking peer to peer.
Yes, and we found that that's really important when you're dealing with students. They love to be able to take that back, and I think they tend to listen, maybe take to heart a lot more of the intentions and what you're trying to convey. So we're very excited about the program and can't wait to work with student athletes.
And from what I understand, and again, this is a nationally acclaimed program, a $2.6 million grant from all 32 NFL owners, NFL players through the NFL Youth Football Fund.
It is. And what it equates to is the equivalent of about a $30,000 value per school for the materials and the curriculum to take back. So it's a significant program. And we're thrilled to be a part of it. And to host that down at the stadium is, I think, a great opportunity for a lot of those athletes.
Renee Harvey, Director of Community Outreach for the Browns, joining us, as she always does, on Tuesday here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Another sort of program revisited is the Marion Motley Scholarship Fund that was started in 2005. Talk about that.
We partner with a fantastic organization called College Now Greater Cleveland, and they help us facilitate this scholarship. But each year we award two scholarships, and they are four-year renewable scholarships at $2,500 per year. So that process is open right now, and the deadline to apply is November 11th of this year. All of the information can be found at clevelandbrowns.com. But the scholarship is really an opportunity for us to honor the legacy, of course, of our Browns Hall of Famer, Marion Motley. And we're thrilled to partner with College Now Greater Cleveland. We've had some fantastic applicants in the past, and it's fun to track their progress over the years.
Now, on Sunday, of course, the Browns take on the Miami Dolphins at Cleveland Browns Stadium. And this game does have a theme, as all home games do, but this theme is the focus on the Foundation and Hispanic Heritage Month.
Correct. The Foundation is one of the components of the Browns community outreach efforts. And so a lot of those efforts that we can support here locally, and we're excited to implement a lot of those groups, such as local Northeast Ohio Pop Warner team. They're going to be holding the American flag. And one of the programs that we do each and every game is extend an invitation to a special needs group, and they get unique experiences to come down and watch Browns warm up from the sidelines. And we have a custom suite that has we've removed permanent seats to accommodate more wheelchairs. So we have the Cleveland Clinic will be here for that portion of the game as well. And the Foundation really supports a lot of core values, focusing on citizenship, education, health and wellness, and youth football. And in addition to that, at the league level, it is Hispanic Heritage Month, and this is the game that we're honoring the Hispanics in our community. And so we're very thrilled that we're going to be honoring Stephanie Mercado from the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce here locally. And so we will be including her charity of choice, which is Esperanza, a fantastic group here locally, and they will be involved in forming the gauntlet for the team to come out, and they really support education of Hispanics in scholarship opportunities as well.
Very cool, and maybe the coolest thing of all is the tailgate experience that's being created at 10:30 a.m., the Pro versus G.I. Joes. Tell me about this.
Yes, they're a fantastic group. We've worked with them for a few years now for a community event, but we're thrilled for the first time that they're able to join us on game day. And they bring out a 40-foot trailer, and on this trailer, they're equipped with all kinds of gaming devices. So fans will have the opportunity to come and play video games. What's so fantastic about this group is they work with our local military. So overseas, but here locally at the game, they will be including our wounded warriors, our wounded veterans. So they will be on site playing the games, and so fans can have the opportunity to come by and play video games with some of our wounded veterans.
We said this was a busy week, and we weren't kidding about that. Renee, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Vic.
Renee Harvey, Director of Community Outreach for the Cleveland Browns, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR. Hi, this is Vic Carucci talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. I'm driving a 2012 Ford Explorer Limited. It's roomy, and it has voice-activated sync, navigation, the works. I love the Liberty Ford experience. Their guaranteed financing and award-winning service department and body shop just add to it. Go to any one of their five locations to check out their huge selection of new and used inventory, or make it easy on yourself and go to libertyford.com.
Hey, Browns fans, Bernie Kosar here. As a former NFL quarterback, I know what it's like to get hit hard. But you can keep your wallet from getting hit hard when you take advantage of Discount Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescription program. Discount Drug Mart offers hundreds of prescriptions and non-prescription medications starting at just $1.99. Just like my offensive line protected me, Discount Drug Mart will protect your wallet. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
This is Jim Swayze. I know you hear me talk about the fun and the fantastic treasure hunt we always have at Half Price Books and their helpful staff. Hey, while losing yourself among their incredible selection is half the fun, sometimes you can get, well, a little lost. For example, Uncle Wiley said, "Next time you're at Half Price Books, get me a copy of Who Moved My Cheese?" So I'm in the cooking section when one of the employees spotted I was having a little bit of trouble. "Can I help?" he says. "Looking for a copy of Who Moved My Cheese?" says I. He chuckled and said, "Let's move our cheese to the business section because that's a business book. I'll show you right where it is." Cheesy Uncle Wiley may have been playing a little game with me, but with all the helpful folks at Half Price Books, I come out the winner. Half Price Books. Real books, real treasures, real cheap. In North Olmsted, Mayfield Heights, Mentor, and Rocky River. Find out more at hpb.com.
I'm test driving a BMW 5 Series today, and I am taking it as far as it goes. Single tank of gas, up to 32 miles per gallon highway, that is almost 600 miles of...
Brought my own music in the car's 12 gig hard drive. That's a lot of guitar solos.
Use Google Maps to line up some great stops on the way.
Man's gotta eat.
Sent directions straight from my laptop to the car.
Oh, really? A fruit truck just pulled in front of me. Strawberry jam, averted. And fuel saved. See, when you hit the brakes, the unused energy gets stored, creating power without using fuel. Now let's find some open road. I suggest you do the same. The test drive of the 5 Series today. Oh, here's a curve that I'd love to save some fuel on.
Up to 2232 City Highway MPG based on EPA estimates.
For a limited time, lease the BMW 535i X-Drive sedan for $629 a month. Visit NortheastOhioBMW.com/finance for details.
Northeast Ohio. Mike, Cobb Stopper the Bottle here from Nissan of North Olmsted. And last night, I had the strangest dream. When I went to Nissan of North Olmsted, it was overrun by little people, 3 feet tall, with overalls, orange faces, big thick eyebrows, and Fu Manchus. I found myself in the land of Chupa Loompas.
Chupa Loompa, Loompa Dee Doo. We've got a brand new Nissan for you. Chupa Loompa, Loompa Dee Day. You'll save a lot of money today. Up to $10,000 off on your new Nissan car. Or low interest rates down to zero APR. Chupa Loompa Loompa-Dee-Day. Your best car deal is not far away. With Larry Chupa. The Chupa Loompa. See Chupa today.
Woo, are you kidding me? Man, I have got to stop eating chocolates before bedtime. Nissan of North Olmsted, 855-55-NISSAN or
bignissan.com.
Applebee's 2 for $20 is back and fresher than ever. Try new chicken fettuccine carbonara or new bruschetta chicken. Get one appetizer.
Back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Time to deliver our poll questions, brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. The poll question on our official Browns Facebook page was, what were you most impressed with in the Browns' win against the Colts, and why? The categories: passing game, running game, defense, special teams. Okay, I told you at the top of the show that I was voting for special teams for the Brad Maynard and Joshua Cribbs combination. Well, the voters voted, and you didn't agree. You said defense, 81% of you. Pretty overwhelming here. John said McCoy played excellent. Jerry also lauds McCoy and points out no picks. And after that, big drop off. 8% of you for the running game, 6% for special teams. So they were last, but I had them first. All right, Ask Vic. We go to the Facebook and Ask Vic question there. Joshua asks, in the first two games of this season, Browns appear to be searching for their identity. What do you see developing within the team that will serve as a trademark for Cleveland Browns football? Joshua, I'm going to say that it's going to be defense, that front four, and solid special teams play. I think those will be the two sort of hallmarks of what this team are for much of this season. While the offense continues to play, I think, solid football all the way. So keep that in mind. And Jason asks, do you think the Browns will increase Greg Little's workload? I think it is where it's going to be. I think the workload will be pretty even distribution. Remember, 8 different guys catching footballs in that game. It'll be very similar going forward. We want to thank, of course, Jerome Henderson, Tom DeLeon, Vince Costello, Renee Harvey. We want to thank Kristen Ribelli and Jameer Howerton and Dave DiNatale and Will Burge. Did I forget anybody else? We'll do this again tomorrow. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
This is ESPN 850. ESPN 850. WKNR Cleveland. KNR Cleveland.
ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.